Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. And that's the show that you're listening to. Scott Arno is with us, ladies and gentlemen. I'm glad you're here, and I'm glad Scott Arno is here, too. Scott is a great member of our Brain Trust. He is one of our top security experts, online security experts. He is the security advocate. He's vice president of Soho Solutions, which is a consulting and IT management services firm. He's an attorney, but we love him anyway. Scott Arno, welcome back to the show.
Thanks so much for having me. Good morning.
Good to have you back. Scott, your world is all about online security. And, of course, there are many different facets, many different levels, many different exposures and threats and in our world as consumers and also as business owners who have customers who expect us to protect them. And the big news right now is that Target, the big department store, had a major breach of their customers' information recently, didn't they?
Oh, they sure did.
It's just major, should I call it, maybe I should call it cataclysmic, because 40 million is cataclysmic. That's not major, is it?
I think that's a good word for it, yeah.
They just released, biblical proportions, maybe, another way to say it.
Certainly the right time of year for it.
Yeah.
They actually released a statement yesterday saying the number was 40 million, and basically, if any of your listeners have been to a Target physical store anytime from Black Friday up to this past Sunday, December 15th, it will probably affect them. They don't know for sure which stores, but it's people all over the place.
But 40 million, you know, I was teasing earlier, I'm imagining in a perverse way the CEO getting this report saying, "Dang, I didn't know we had 40 million customers." You know, almost
that's
like
a hard way to
this
learn.
Exactly, this is horrible, but it's but we have that many, you know. And but seriously, how could you have 40 million breach and not be affected everywhere?
Well, it's funny, the way they hit it was something called point of sale, which is basically where your credit card gets swiped through.
Right.
So actually, if you're doing, say, online shopping, theoretically, that won't have the same effect, though it's never a bad idea to just change.
So it was all in-store stuff.
Yeah.
It actually attacked a physical activity.
What it stole was something called track data, which is the information stored on those magnetic strips on the cards. And what makes that so frightening is that's the information needed to make what's called a clone card. So someone can make an exact copy of your card with all the information on it and just start stealing things.
That's your address and stuff like that. Well, here's the thing that's scary about that, because when we think of security breaches, Scott, we typically think of getting through the firewall, you know, doing the password thing, getting through the firewall, and getting back into the bowels of all the big data. But what you're talking about is they got out to the last mile of the transaction?
Pretty much.
They literally, the bad guys literally wove their way out into the point of sale masthead, the platform where the person swiped. They were literally there waiting to capture it at that moment, or was it back in, as it came into the servers? Do we know?
Oh, it's actually, they haven't announced it for sure. Very, very likely it's the point of sale.
Wow. Think about that, folks.
ATM, gas stations, they're not unusual.
Think about this, folks. You're swiping a card, and you think you're swiping it to the retailer, when there's really another person standing beside you there, like a little ghost, and that person is saying, "I want that too."
Yeah, you're still making your purchase,
but
information behind that purchase goes to them.
As my little grandson would say, that's creepy.
Very creepy.
So, I mean, that almost takes my breath away, Scott, to think that
The the sheer volume of this thing is the kind of thing that leaves
40 million.
Wow.
So what's
yeah,
good?
Actually,
so, go ahead.
Just as a safety measure, if any of your listeners have been affected by this, if it's helpful, I ran across an article with 5 helpful tips, like what to do now effectively
right.
to safeguard yourself. I left it on both my Twitter feed and my Facebook page.
Can we have that article to post on our website?
Yeah, I can send it to you. No problem.
I appreciate that. Yeah,
and we'll
give attribution, of course, to the person. So give us an example of how to do that. Give us a couple of those right now. Can you do that?
Oh, sure. Well, for one thing, obviously, you're going to want to check your account for suspicious activity. Obviously, be very close on that, and you're going to have to do that for months. Another route to take would be to actually contact your credit card provider, MasterCard, Visa, whoever, and just ask for a replacement debit or credit card.
And this is if you think you were one of the 40 million that the target that got hit at Target.
Yeah, and that's a lot of people.
Yeah. Yeah, somebody in our audience, that's for sure.
Certainly. And one thing you might also want to do, the actual the PIN access number for your
right.
card or debit card,
right.
it's not a bad idea to change that now.
Right.
Like I say, a replacement card would be an even better step. But anything that makes it more difficult for someone to theoretically get in that account is a good thing.
So this thing now has not only become a Target emergency, it's become a consumer emergency, and it's become a MasterCard, American Express, Visa emergency.
There are a lot of different angles this can hit. This is a pretty big issue.
Wow, this just blows me away. So, small businesses have the new technology out there. That I forget what they call it, but it's a little thing that they plug into their smartphones, and they can take a card at a flea market or a yard sale or whatever. They can take or in their business, their restaurants, they can take a card right there. How do they? You know, that's one thing. When we come back after this break, can you tell small businesses how to try to prevent being hacked like that?
Sure.
Because see, even though they might not try to hack you, my friends. Because you and I are kind of small potatoes, because I have the same capability, but they might hack our provider of that service.
Actually, that's exactly.
Yeah, and so, Scott, give us your website, please.
Oh, thesecurityadvocate.com.
Check it out. Scott Arno and I will be right back. 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.